Brother Nelson shared about the construction, and we can look over the parking lot and see how much progress is being done.
Nelson 弟兄刚才跟我们分享了建堂的情况，我们可以去看一看现在的进展怎么样。
And Lord willing, by May or June, we'll have a new facility to worship in.
如果神许可的话，我们可能今年六七月份就有一个新的敬拜堂。
Evangelistic outreach continues.
我们也继续做传福音的事工。
And after my message, we'll hear a report from the student fellowship.
我们上个星期聚会以后，学生团体有一个报告。
And how the Lord worked in great ways to lead many to a saving knowledge of Jesus at the camp.
Yeah, 神的大能运行在福音营当中，有许多人信接受耶稣基督。
New deacons were commissioned last week at our service.
我们上周也立案了我们的新的执事会。
And they are busy doing the work of the ministry, ensuring that the church runs smoothly.
他们现在已经开始忙碌的服事，确保我们教会的一切都能够正常进行。
The church calendar is set, and we'll have many programs of a church family gathering.
我们新年的安排已经确定下来，有许多的活动。
Our next being the Chinese New Year party on February 8th.
接下来是2月2号中国传统新年的联欢会。
We'll have outdoor worship services.
我们有户外的敬拜。
And welcome party.
有南卡大学迎新会。
Child dedication.
有献婴礼。
Baptism.
还有新的受洗。
All of the things we normally do will continue.
Yeah, 我们以前怎么做，今年也照样做。
Our missions work continues.
我们的差遣也继续进行。
As we support through our sacrificial giving and prayers,
我们用金钱和祷告来支持我们教会的宣教士。
Our many missionaries that we support and partner with.
Yeah, 我们的支持宣教士，我们和他们一起同工。
In addition, the youth group is planning a mission trip this summer.
另外呢，青少年团也计划今年夏天有一个宣教之旅。
And they'll be staying here in the States, going to Birmingham, Alabama to do an outreach.
他们要去阿拉巴马州的伯明翰做一个传福音的工作。
Our CRC conference is in the planning stages.
我们现在也在筹备南北卡地区的敬拜。
And we anticipate a great conference as the churches in the Carolinas and beyond meet together to worship the Lord and grow in Him.
Yeah, 我们期盼南北卡以及附近地区的华人教会大家一起来敬拜神，靠着圣灵在主里边成长。
And the pastoral search committee is busy at work.
我们的牧师招聘委员会也在继续他们的工作。
We're following up on a couple of candidates.
我们和几个候选人在保持联系。
One whom we're interested in is in China now, so we have to wait a little bit.
我们感兴趣的一位候选人现在还在中国大陆，所以我们在等候他。
But our approach is to wait on God and to trust in Him to bring our new senior pastor.
但是我们的原则是我们要等靠神，依靠神的带领赐给我们一位新的主任牧师。
We also want to move forward as a congregation with a common purpose.
所以我们也希望我们所有的会众大家都有一个共同的目标往前走。
That is why this year I proposed to the board that we as a church pursue a common theme.
因此呢，我就向执事会提议说，我们今年应该有一个主题。
And after much discussion, we decided that our theme for 2014,
经过很多的讨论，我们确定了2014年我们教会的主题是
Into the Word, Out to the World.
扎根圣经，广传福音。
In going out to the world,
当我们谈到广传福音的时候
we continue what has been the main goal of our church.
我们仍然继续教会一贯的宗旨。
To be a great commission church.
我们要做一个有大使命的教会。
To follow the words of Jesus.
我们要跟随耶稣基督的教导。
When he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
他说，你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
As we seek to share the good news with our Chinese community.
我们就要力求和这里的中国人来分享福音。
Our Chinese students.
还有中国学生
and throughout the world in our missions efforts.
Yeah, 通借着我们的宣教的努力
But this year we also want to focus on seeking to grow spiritually.
但是今年我们也同样的希望我们认真的来读神的话
By delving into the word.
我们来研究神的话
Seeking to know Christ and to draw closer to him through the word of God, the Bible.
我们竭力的寻求 更多地认识耶稣基督，与他更亲近。
And for the next 2 weeks, we will be examining these two aspects of the theme.
我们接下来两周的讲道都会来和大家分享这个主题的两个方面。
Today, focusing on into the Word.
今天我们重点来讲扎根圣经。
We began this discussion of seeking to be into the Word a couple of weeks ago.
我们几周前其实已经开始讲到这个主题。
In my discussion of the Ephesian Church,
我当时和大家讨论分享以弗所教会的状况。
We saw that the Apostle Paul committed the church to God in the word of his grace.
我们当时看到保罗把以弗所教会交托给神和他恩惠的道。
Which can build you up.
能够使他们建立起来。
We were encouraged to trust God in the midst of our uncertainty.
所以我们鼓励大家在现在这种不确定的状况中我们要信靠神
and to draw closer to God through his word
我们要通过神的话语来更加亲近他
and my challenge was that we in a new year meet regularly with the Lord
所以我给大家今年的挑战就是我们要常常的与神相见
reading his word and spending time with him
要读他的话语花时间和神在一起
and I shared that my plan for the year was to read through the Gospels
我跟大家分享了我今年的读经计划
and,
读福音
and the Psalms and Proverbs
以及诗篇和箴言
and then after that I would, after finishing those I would begin to read more parts of the Bible
读完这部分我再读其他的部分
and so my encouragement to all of us is to be this year into the Word
所以我就再次鼓励大家我们今年大家来扎实的读神的话语
today we're going to continue to look more atWhat it means to be into the Word.
所以我们今天再来看扎根圣经是什么意思。
By looking at our passage in 1 Peter.
所以我们来看彼得前书的经文。
And we will discover that spiritual growth occurs.
我们会谈到说，如果我们的灵命要成长。
When one cultivates a desire for God's Word.
我们必须在心里边有一种对神话语的渴慕。
So let's read our passage and you can do so.
好，我们现在来读彼得前书第二章一到三节。所以，你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
We are urged here by the Apostle Peter in verse 2 to be like newborn babies.
使徒保罗在这里鼓励我们说，我们要像刚生的婴孩一样。
Who crave pure spiritual milk.
渴慕灵奶。
Now, of course, he doesn't want us to really be like babies.
当然，他不是说我们要真的像婴孩一样。
He doesn't want us to cry and complain all the time.
他不希望我们老是哭泣抱怨。
But he wants us to be like a baby in the way they crave their mother's milk.
他说我们要像婴孩，他的意思是说，就像婴孩渴慕母亲的奶一样，我们要渴慕神的话语。
And the main emphasis of this sentence is to crave.
所以这句话的重点就是要渴慕。
Which also means to long for or to desire.
也就是我们常常会说要可想要羡慕。
And as a verb, it has an intensity of meaning.
这个动词它的意思是很强烈的。
Dr. John MacArthur, president of Master Seminary, writes,
John MacArthur 博士说,
What he's talking about here is a compelling craving.
他在这里谈到的渴慕是一种强烈的不可抗拒的渴慕。
He's talking about something like Psalm 41, as a deer pants for streams of water.
他说的这种渴慕就像诗篇41章说的如鹿渴慕溪水。
It reflects an intense, relentless craving.
他讲的这种渴慕呢是强烈的没有止息的。
It's the kind of craving that has been satisfied in one moment.
这样的渴慕你这一刻已经满足了。
But makes its demands the next.
然后下一刻你还会想要。
And so as a deer that is suffering in the hot sun,
就好像一个鹿在炎热的天气里边
pants for streams of water,
它就会渴慕那个溪水。
Or as a baby desires a newborn the milk from the mom,
也像刚生的婴孩想要喝牛奶。
We are to have a similar intensity of craving for the word of God.
所以我们对神的渴慕也要这么的强烈。
And I think many of us can relate to having cravings.
我想我们很多人都能够 体会到那种渴慕的感觉是什么。
I'm guessing there's some here that probably are chocoholics.
我想我们这里有些人可能是很渴慕巧克力。
My wife likes things salty, so she likes bags of Lay's potato chips.
我的太太喜欢吃咸的，所以她就渴慕这些薯片这样的东西。
I actually had a craving on my way back from our outdoor worship service in the fall.
其实我在去年秋天，我们从户外崇拜回来的路上，我突然有一种渴慕。
I had been running around with the kids, and I was in the boat paddling.
我和小孩跑来跑去，然后又玩球赛。
And I was very thirsty.
所以很渴了。
And as we were driving through the town on our way back home,
所以我们在回来的路上经过镇中心。
We passed by a Dairy Queen.
我们路过一个冰雪皇后冰淇淋店。
A Dairy Queen serves ice cream and cold beverages.
所以那个地方就是卖冰淇淋和冰镇饮料。
And I had a craving.
所以我当时就很渴慕。
For an ice slushy.
想要吃一个 ice slushy.
It's ice with some syrup in it.
就是那个冰和那个syrup 糖浆，谢谢，跟糖浆拌在一起。
And this was a drink that I used to have very often when I was younger.
我小时候就常常喝这种饮料。
Because I was crazy and we used to play tennis in 100 degree weather.
因为我那个时候常常在100度的酷暑下面去打网球。
And we would drink water while we played.
我们一边打球一边喝水。
But on the way home, there was a Dairy Queen.
但是在回家路上呢，就会看到那个冰雪皇后。
And we would always have to get this kind of drink.
所以我们就总是进去买那种饮料。
And so as I was driving to Dairy Queen, it was like, I need this drink.
所以我每次看到那个冰雪皇后店，我就会对自己说，我需要这个。
And so I actually passed the restaurant and turned around and went back into the parking lot.
其实我已经开过那个店，可是我又掉头，然后停到那个店里。
So in a similar way, we're to have a craving not for food items.
所以你这里讲的渴慕是一样的，不是说要吃东西。
Or drinks.
或者是喝饮料。
But the pure milk of God's word.
而是要渴慕神的话语，就像纯净的牛奶一样。
And that indeed is the object of our desire.
所以我们渴慕的对象就是神的话语。
The pure milk of the word.
是纯净的灵奶。
The word pure here is best translated by the word uncontaminated.
所以纯净的意思呢，就是说没有受污染的。
It's a reference in the ancient time used for farm products.
它是指古代那个农场的产品
，like corn, grain, oil, or wine。
比如说那里的玉米啊、谷粒呀、酒啊。
And it designated their purity。
当时他们这些产品都是很纯净的。
And in this case, it refers to milk that is uncontaminated。
那在这个比喻当中呢，是指的没有受污染的牛奶
，unadulterated and pure，
没有受污秽的。
Now I'm not sure if you remember. I'm sure you probably do。
我们当中有些人可能会记得。
But in 2008, there was a major food scandal in China.
2008年大陆发生了一起食物中毒案。
And it was found that chemicals were being added to infant formula and milk.
是不是有人发现有化学物质被掺在儿童用的婴儿奶粉中？
And the chemicals called melamine.
这个化学物质叫三聚氰胺甲醇。
And it's a plastic that is used to make countertops.
它是一种合成树脂，本来是用来做案台的材料。
When you add it to food, it increases the protein in the drink.
但是你把它加在食物当中，就是食物当中蛋白质的含量增加。
But unfortunately, it's also poisonous for human consumption.
但是不幸的是，这种材料对人体是有毒害的。
And so because of this tainted milk,
因为这种已经被污染的奶粉，
it's known that there was at least 300,000 victims.
至少有30万人中毒。
54 babies hospitalized.
54,000. Okay, 有54,000的婴儿因为吃这种奶粉住院。
And 6 infants who died.
6个婴儿最后就死亡。
And as a result of that, many people paid the price.
由于这种事件，所以很多人付出了代价。
At least two received the death penalty.
有两家公司受到死刑。
And many were imprisoned.
许多人被关进监牢。
And rightly so, because the most vulnerable of society were put at risk.
要这样做是应当的，因为这个世界上最脆弱的群体受到了伤害。
As believers, we are also exposed in our society.
啊，作为一个基督徒，我们也要面对这个世界。
To much compromise and distortion of the truth.
呀，这个世界对神的真理有许多的扭曲，有许多的让步。
And this can hinder our spiritual growth.
可是这些会阻止我们灵命的成长。
And in some cases, can even lead people astray.
呀。有的时候甚至让人离开神
causing spiritual death
让我们的灵命死亡
so it's important that we counteract such messages
所以我们要 对抗这个世界的信息是很重要的
and at least in America we don't have thought police that can monitor the media that we consume
那在美国我们并没有什么媒体警察能够、啊、监督这些媒体所说的话
but as believers we can counteract such messages and thinking by approaching God in His Word.
但是我们基督徒如果要和、啊、能够思辨这些话的话我们的方法是依靠神的话语。
The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12:2
啊，保罗在罗马书十二章说
Conform no longer to the pattern of the world.
不要效法这个世界
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
却要心意更新而变化。
And as we seek the Lord in His Word, it will cause a transformation in our thinking.
当我们寻求神的话语的时候，他的话语就改变我们的思想。
A transformation in our life.
这种改变是我们内在生命的改变。
A transformation in our actions.
也会改变我们的行动。
It is clear from this passage that spiritual growth occurs when one cultivates a desire for God's word.
在这段经文很清楚地向我们讲明，当我们渴慕神的话语的时候，我们的灵命就能成长。
Paul could, or Peter, the Apostle Peter, could have encouraged the church to hear the word.
啊、保罗 sorry, 彼得他可以啊、用另外的方式来鼓励教会，比方说你们要聆听神的话。
Or to read the word.
阅读神的话。
Or memorize the word.
啊、背诵神的话。
Or hide the word in their heart.
把神的话放在你的心里。
These are all biblical concepts.
这些都是符合圣经教导的
Many of which we'll examine、throughout the year、
我们在 今年后面的讲道当中也会继续讨论这些问题
But this wasn't Peter's message
但是在这个地方保罗不是用了、这些词
His message was cultivating a desire for the word
他想传达的信息是要渴慕神的话
Peter goes to the very foundation
他是讲到了最深层的那个问题
It is his thought that we desire the word.
他想到说，如果我们渴慕神的话。
Because if we don't desire the word, we won't read it.
因为如果我们没有渴慕，就不会去读。
If we don't desire the word, we won't study it.
没有渴慕就不会去研究。
We won't meditate on it.
没有渴慕就不会去默想。
And we won't hide it in our hearts.
也不会把它放在我们的心里面。
And so the core foundation is that we have a desire for the word.
所以最核心的问题是我们对神的话语有一种渴慕
because that will lead us to wanting to do all of these activities in going into the word
因为我们如果渴慕神的话我们就会去做这些事情然后把神的话语带到世界当中
how then do we cultivate a desire for the word
那么我们如何才能够去慕想神的话呢
well the answer comes from our text
那我们的经文也给了我们答案
And in verse 1, we see that the first step is confession.
在第一节我们看到第一步是要认罪。
It says that we're to rid ourselves of all of these sins that Peter addresses.
彼得所想所讲到的这些所有的罪我们都要脱离。
We're to rid ourselves of the sin in our lives.
我们要把生命中的一切的罪都卸下。
This phrase, rid yourself,
啊，这个词语卸下。
Has the image of stripping away filthy soiled clothing.
就好像一个图片，我们把那些肮脏的、沾满尘土的衣服脱下来。
And so, as many of you, Lord willing, volunteer to help with our building efforts.
就好像我们啊，就很多人自愿去帮助建堂的施工。
You'll probably get dirty.
啊，可能就会把衣服弄脏。
You'll get dirt on you.
衣服上会沾上尘土。
And paint on you.
还有。还可能会沾上那油漆
But it's all for a good cause
但是我们所做的事情是好的
Because we are building the building together
因为我们是为了教会的大堂
But when you get home, you won't stay in your dirty clothes
但是你回家以后你不会想还穿着那个弄脏的衣服
And so you need to take those off and put on new clothes
所以要把那个脏的 脱下来换上干净的。
And so we're called to do so also with the sin in our life.
所以当神呼召我们这样做的时候，我们也要把生命中的罪卸下。
Effectiveness in studying God's word.
如果我们想要神的话语有果效。
Demands a repentance in our heart.
啊，我们就必须要认我们的罪。
And a confession of our sin.
呀，承认我们的罪。
Second, we see a need for consistency.
第二个答案是我们要坚持。
Babies have an ongoing desire to receive the nutrients from their mothers.
婴儿呢就会想要一直想要喝母亲的奶。
And for us, as Peter said, to grow in our salvation.
那彼得说，如果我们的就在救恩里要长进。
We need regular, consistent times of being in the Word.
我们就要常常在神的话语当中。
And as I challenged us the other week, we need to come up, Lord willing, with a plan.
就像我上次鼓励大家的，我们应当有一个读经计划。
When will we meet with God?
我们什么时候去和神见
？Where will we meet with God?
在哪里
？And what will we cover when we meet with God in the Bible?
然后我们每一次要读圣经的哪一部分
one of our neighbors has a son
我们有一个邻居他有一个儿子
who is good friends with my son Zach
和我儿子 Zach 是好朋友
and so her son came over and had a sleepover on Friday night
有一个星期晚上那个小孩就来我们家过夜
and I was talking to this lady
我就和她的妈妈谈话
about her passion for running
谈到她是多么的喜欢跑步
about 6 weeks ago she ran a marathon
大约六个星期前她跑了一个马拉松
and she said that she's preparing now for a half marathon
她说现在在准备跑一个半程的马拉松
which is about 13 miles
大约30英里
and
13英里 20,
And so she told me that she wakes up every morning at 3 a.m.
她说每天早晨三点钟就醒了。
So she can run 10 to 12 miles.
所以呢，她这样就能够跑上十到十二个英里。
And her husband's a runner too.
她的先生也是一个跑步爱好者。
And he likes to run 18 miles.
他喜欢跑十八英里。
I'm not a runner, so I don't understand.
我不跑步，所以我不明白他们这么做。
But I asked her why. What gets you out of bed in the morning so early?
我就问她说，有什么动力让你那么早就能爬起来
？To run in such cold weather.
在这么寒冷的冬天去跑步。
And she said, I want to win.
她说，我想赢。
And so she's entered this half marathon event, and she's competing for a prize.
所以呢，她真的是把自己投入到这个。马拉松当中，并且他的跑步就是要赢的。
And so she has a single-minded devotion to not only finish the race but to win the race.
所以她一心一意，不光是要跑，而且呢要跑赢。
And so she has ordered her life according to this desire.
所以她的生活的安排都是按照这个渴慕的。
Waking up early in the morning.
早晨一大早就
running in the cold.
在寒风中跑步。
Eating a special diet.
吃特别的饮食。
And this challenged me.
所以他的话也给我一个挑战。
Because I thought, do I have the same desire in seeking God and His Word?
那我在寻求神的话的时候，有没有像他那样的一种强烈的心愿呢？
Am I willing to block off time to study and to pray?
我愿不愿意把时间划出来，来读神的话，来祷告
？That I may achieve an even greater prize.
然后我会得到一个更大的奖赏。
Through Christ and what He gives.
就是基督以及他在他里面的一切丰盛。
And so we cultivate a desire for the word.
所以我们应当有对神的话语的渴慕。
Through confession.
通过我们的认罪。
Through consistency.
我们的坚持。
And thirdly, by delight.
第三个呢是要喜乐。
And in verse 3 we see here.
在第三节我们看到。
That now you have tasted that the Lord is good.
你们已经尝过主恩的滋味是何等的美善。
Being in the Word is more than just reading the Word.
读神的话语不仅仅只是读
or reading or studying the Word.
或者是去研究
or gaining insights into the Word.
有洞见
But it is about being in a relationship with our Lord.
更多的是我们要
Delighting in Him and experiencing His goodness.
我们要以神为乐,
now, Grace and I share the cooking responsibilities at home.
在家里我和我太太是分享做饭的这个责任。
As you might guess, I specialize in cooking American food.
你们大概也想得到,我的专长是做美国饭菜。
And she specializes in Chinese food.
她的专长是中国饭菜。
And so sometimes I like to look through the recipes on foodnetwork.com.
所以有时候呢,我要去那个食物网站去找如何做菜。
And I can look at all of these mouth-watering dishes by celebrity chefs.
所以呢,那些大厨做的菜放出的图片都是让人很要流口水。
And I usually come to the conclusion they're too hard to make.
那我最后的结论通常就是,这些太难做了。
However, being in the Word of God is kind of like me looking through recipes.
那我就觉得读神的话就有点像我浏览这些做菜的配方。
It's like I gain a good knowledge about the recipe.
那我首先要知道这个方法怎么做。
Maybe how to make it.
是怎么样烹调的。
But it still leaves me hungry.
可是光是读这些配方我还是很饿。
And so it's like the difference between reading a recipe of a famous chef.
这就好像说你或者是去读这个大厨的做菜方法。
And actually preparing the dish that he suggested.
或者是去准备他要你做的那个菜。
Or even better, going to the restaurant that he works.
更妙的是你干脆就去他工作的那个餐馆。
And so that you can enjoy the dish that he makes for you.
那你就可以好好享受他为你做好的那个菜。
When I lived for many years in New York City, one of my most favorite parts of the year was called Restaurant Week.
我在纽约住了很多年, 那个时候我最喜欢的一年当中的时间呢, 就是有一个叫做烹饪周。
And so for like $25, you could get a full meal by a famous celebrity chef.
那个时候只要花25美金,你就能享受到一个名厨做的一顿大餐。
And so I like to rearrange my schedule around that event.
所以呢,我就把我的作息时间安排好,可以让自己去享受那个周末。
So the idea is that we don't just spend time reading the Word for the sake of reading the Word.
所以我想跟大家说的是,我们读神的话不是 为了只去读,
but that we read the Word to grow into a deeper relationship with Christ.
而是说我们读了神的话, 要让我们和神之间有一个更亲密的关系。
And to experience and to taste that He is good.
能够体会到, 能够尝到主恩的滋味。
Let us in 2014 be a church that is exemplified by this theme.
所以希望我们教会在2014年能够扎扎实实地在神的话语上建立起来。
Into the Word.
要我们要扎根圣经。
And we begin by cultivating in ourselves a desire for God's Word.
我们首先要做的就是要渴慕神的话语。
And so I know that for many of us, even myself, this can be a struggle to consistently meet and have these times with the Lord.
Yeah, 我知道要定期的常常跟神见面,对你们对我都是一样,可能是一个挣扎。
So we can confess and move on and continue with our plan.
Yeah, 我们可以有一个读经计划,然后我们跟神悔改,认罪,然后往前走。
To seek the pure milk of God's Word.
我们去寻求神话语里边那种纯净的灵奶。
It is my prayer that each of us experience the Lord in a deeper way.
我给你们的祷告就是希望每一个人都能够更深地体会到,经历到神。
Which will help us to progress in our spiritual growth and development.
也帮助我们在灵里边长进。
As we allow Him and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们允许神和圣灵
to shape us into His likeness.
让他们来牧养我们, 让我们越来越像耶稣基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words of the Apostle Peter.
天父,我们谢谢你借着彼得给我们讲的这些话语。
And we thank you that it was his desire for the church.
我们谢谢你,彼得对教会有这样的心愿。
To crave the pure spiritual milk of your word.
希望这个教会能够渴慕神你自己的话。
And help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
To cultivate such a desire for your word in our lives.
也让我们的生命里边同样的渴慕你的话语。
So that we as individual believers in Jesus,
像我们每一个在耶稣基督里的信徒
and we as a church body
以及我们作为集体一个教会
can truly experience Jesus
能够实实在在的经历到耶稣基督
and grow in his grace
我们靠着主的恩典成长
and his likeness
越来越像耶稣
Amen